This is Morning Edition. I'm Ryan Denham. The Bloomington, Indiana-based Heartland Trio takes inspiration from garage rock and elements of groove and rock music. The three members of the jazz combo are currently students in the prestigious School of Music at Indiana University. GLT's John Norton caught up with band founder and bassist Hannah Marks via Skype, ahead of the group's performance at Night Shop in downtown Bloomington tomorrow. Her introduction to playing music had spiritual beginnings.
It sort of happened by accident, but when I was in eighth grade, I ended up joining my church band, and my church band played a casual Saturday night service, and I ended up being in it for 5 years. And it was sort of a bluegrass, folky praise band type of thing.
Ah, so I'm guessing Poor Wayfaring Stranger, which you covered on this brand new album called Year One, I'm guessing the song has been part of your life for many years?
Oh, yes. That's probably the song I've been involved with for the longest time. I think it's my favorite song of all time.
Even people that don't know folk music know Poor Wayfaring Stranger, probably.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's a very unique interpretation of the song on the album.
Well,
so,
I wanted to ask you about that. You arranged a very catchy, popular song in a way that's almost unrecognizable.
Right? Yeah.
Why?
Well, I've been playing this song for so long, and the iteration I brought into the trio was sort of closer to what I had done with my church band for a long time. I mean, we played that song like every show for the past year and a half, and it's just been breaking down more and more and more. We're so comfortable with the melody now that we're just kind of improvising around the melody, and it's a lot less structured than it used to be.
What does that do for you as an artist to break something down where it's almost unrecognizable?
You know, I think it's really freeing. We've been working on as a band, you know, some of our things, you know, our songs are pretty highly arranged, but some aren't. And this is one of the few that, you know, we're just trying to create something new every time we play it. And try not to necessarily go back to the same space we've been in before. So I think the album recording actually turned out pretty magical on this one.
Yeah. Hearing the songs and the way they're arranged on the album and the way you produce them, is atonal classical music part of your background as well?
For me, yes. I think we have like a wide range of influences as a group, but I've been learning more and more about it in the past year. I studied a little bit of classical composition on the side this year, and so I'm interested in it. I've only touched the surface.
Is that factoring into your music right now?
My new stuff, yes. I just wrote, this is not on the album, but I just wrote a piece that was almost like a through composed, like atonal punk piece.
Ooh.
With some spoken word and screaming, and that was really influenced by my classical, believe it or not, my classical composition studies this year. So
atonal punk music, I want to hear that.
Yeah. I'll pass it along.
Yeah, okay. Listening to the music of the Heartland Trio out of Bloomington, Indiana. The album is called Year One. It's their debut. Founder and bassist Hannah Marks joins us via Skype here on GLT Sound Ideas. You say in your press material that the band adopts elements of garage rock.
That's been a huge influence of mine for the past 10 years, I think. And I think we were just really inspired by the process of garage rock musicians. And just, we really wanted to have a band. So we weren't just playing pickup gigs and not rehearsing. I mean, that's sometimes a trap jazz musicians fall into because we're always on the go and kind of throw music at people. But we really spent a year rehearsing regularly and workshopping music together. So I think that was sort of the garage rock process where we were you know, bringing in scraps and working on songs together as a band.
So you also mentioned that the band is grounded in groove, or at least in a groove background. Now, my idea of groove, at least in a jazz context, starts with Jimmy Smith and Richard Groove Holmes and, you know, can move on to Les McCann or Grant Green or even kind of Ramsey Lewis in some respects, right?
Right.
How do you define groove?
Oh, boy. I think groove is just a feeling, like an unshakable feeling, a solid foundation. As a bass player, I always think of, you know, how can I make everyone feel good? So it's just making the band feel good, making the audience feel good, like you're grounded in something.
Hannah, is this a How Can I Keep From Singing? Is this a church song I'm hearing now?
It is. I grew up in a fairly progressive, a Congregationalist church, United Church of Christ, in Des Moines, Iowa, and attended it from birth to graduation.
We hear from so many black artists, whether they're gospel or R&B or almost anything, how so many black artists get their start in the church, but you don't hear from a lot of white artists who get their grounding, get their start in the church. But you sound like you're one of the exceptions.
Yeah, I mean, I actually was talking to the leader of the church band last night on the phone, and I was just commenting on how playing in church with her really helped me ditch my technique or learn how to adapt my technique to like a different musical setting than jazz. When I came in as an eighth grader, I'd already studied jazz for a year or two, and I was trying to play changes and lots of chromatic things. And I think the guitarist pulled me aside and was like, you can play, you know, don't play as many notes, just be melodic. And so that was really important for me to learn how to take my jazz training. And then how do you apply that to music that just has so much soul in it that, you know, playing with people that might not necessarily have any musical training.
Red Giant Phase is a song from the Heartland Trio here on GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton with band founder and bassist, double bassist, Hannah Marks. You are a trio, bass, sax, and drums, no piano. What does that allow you to do as instrumentalists?
I think for all of us, we've really had to grow our roles in the band. I think it's a huge challenge to not necessarily sound like we're just three people. I've started singing in the band a little bit to add a different texture. And then we're just always thinking about, like, what textures can we add to this? How do we expand the roles on our instruments? You know, I don't think we're doing anything that hasn't been done before, but just thinking about other chordless trios that have sort of blazed the way, you really have to approach your instrument in a different way.
Another great trio played Night Shop here just a week and a half ago. The Bad Plus was in town, which was a coup for Chris down at Night Shop. I'm guessing the Bad Plus is on your radar?
Absolutely. We had the pleasure of having Dave King come in for a workshop at Indiana University earlier this year. And it was really a pleasure to meet him. And I think the fact that he is playing Night Shop just speaks to the testament that I know Dave in particular grew up in the Twin Cities area, which had a great punk scene, and I know he's been very influenced in DIY culture, and so I think it's amazing that they're still willing to go around the Midwest and play smaller venues. That's hugely inspiring for me, and I think they're another group that has that band, that garage rock personality, where they're working on songs together and really have an incredibly distinct sound.
Well, Hannah Marks, great to talk with you, and congratulations on your debut album, and good luck at Night Shop this week.
Awesome. Thank you, John.